Morena, and welcome to Korowi Hawkins, who is editor, RNZ Pacific, and our correspondent today. Always lovely to have you. I know how busy you are. Where do we start today, Korowi?
Yeah, so just overnight we've had five men being charged after allegedly organising a black flight from Papua New Guinea to Sydney carrying 52 kilograms of methamphetamine in duffel bags. So they turned off the transponder, flew at low altitudes to avoid detection, been picked up. Joint operation between Australian police and Papua New Guinea police. There's been some arrests in Papua New Guinea as well. Still no charges there. It's happened before, and I think it's they're alleging that it is the same sort of a ring. So in 2020, a plane with about 550 kilograms of cocaine crashed. And that was quite a spectacular story at that time as well. And the pilot of that venture is serving an 18-year prison sentence. So, yeah, more drugs in the Pacific. We've talked about this a few times now, Catherine.
And Sydney, the destination.
Yeah.
Always a very hungry market. In Vanuatu, there is a significant moment for climate diplomacy at the UN. And can you just explain the link, please?
Yeah, so Vanuatu's put up this question to the International Court of Justice. It started as a grassroots sort of movement within youth climate. Climate warriors and civil society, but on March 29th at the UN, member states will begin to debate on a resolution on climate justice and the obligations of all nations to undertake comprehensive climate action. So basically what it is a question being put to the process for countries to support a question being put to the International Court of Justice to clarify the obligations of all nations to address historical climate change. So the climate change minister of Vanuatu, Ralph Regan Vanu, has put out a statement. His country is sort of the country that's put up this challenge. And it's come at an opportune time. As you know, the IPCC report earlier this week,
that time frame is just narrowing by the day, you know?
That's right, yeah.
And the Pacific has been such a strong voice on this because it is so the impacts are imminent. And immediate.
Exactly. And that's what we've been hearing from leaders in the region off the back of the IPCC report. They're saying, you know, this is just confirming what Pacific nations already know, you know, that the world isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing or could be doing on climate action, and the impacts are here now and are happening.
Well, speaking of which, could you update us, please, on the recovery following Vanuatu's twin cyclones?
Yeah, so we've had our reporters finally managed to get some calls into Tana, one of the most affected islands. Power up to about 80% recovery now on Tana. Still some really, really grueling stories of people that are still in need of food, just temporary shelters still that they're living in terms of recovering from the cyclone, stories of houses being washed out to sea in the flood. So massive, massive problems on Tana still. Our team talking to people there about villages that usually get their water, drinking water from rivers. The river's still running turbulent, still muddy. And so they're the main priority still, 3 weeks on, is still shelter, food and water. And the distribution of dry food supplies only just starting middle of last week.
There is a lot of sport and some big sports events coming up very soon.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Super Rugby Pacific, the Fijian draw, will need to start and finish well, while Moana Pacific coach wants to see a full 80-minute performance this weekend. The draw take on the Highlanders in Dunedin tomorrow. Pacific face Hurricanes at Mount Smart Stadium. Both teams coming off defeats last weekend, albeit in different ways. The draw narrowly losing to the Reds in Brisbane, but Pacifica were thrashed by the Brumbies in Canberra. Also, Super W defending champions Fijian draw will host the Brumbies in Nandi for the first round of the Super Women's competition. Only 9 players from the winning side in 2022 have been retained for that squad. And there's been a lot of football taking place in this FIFA window. There's a tri-nation series underway in Fiji. Solomon Islands got 2 wins so far. One against the Fiji under-20 side who's participating, and the Vanuatu national team. And they'll face Fiji in their final match at the weekend.
All right. Now, New Caledonian footballers have had a pretty impressive win.
Yes, yes. they... They're playing again. They're playing a second match again today, but they did beat Tahiti, which is like a French Pacific derby match. I've watched a few of those matches, and they're quite there's a lot of emotion played in those matches. I apologize, the notes for the scores for that match aren't with me right now, but I know that they're playing again today.
Was that a 2-0 win?
Yes, that's right.
A 2-0 win.
Yeah, 2-0 win, and they're playing again today, so the Tahitians have a shot at redemption.
At redemption. But it's a popular local derby, so to speak. Yeah. Now, the Pacific Games, these are going to be held later in the year. And where are they, and what are some of the issues ahead of the event, Koroi?
Yeah, so one of the big announcements this week, Solomon Islands athletes are going to be training in China for 3 months ahead of the Pacific Games, which start in November, around about November 19th to December the 2nd. The office of the Solomon Islands Prime Minister said 9 coaches from China will be coming back with the athletes to continue training up until the Games. Now, as you know, China is already contributing multi-millions, building stadiums, massive infrastructure going in Honiara. So it's a huge thing. The U.S. has just agreed for their U.S. Navy ship Mercy to be available to provide medical support for the games. Accommodation still a concern, though, for many people watching on and waiting to attend these games. The bed situation in Honiara is quite small. As you know, if you remember Samoa, they brought in cruise ships for accommodation, so probably something similar might have to be
Navy
done.
Navy ships for medical support is an interesting one, isn't it? And this is, it's about the geopolitics and the influencing, isn't it, of the big players again. And it's not just in the case of sport. Have there also been some announcements with respect to the international airport in Honiara? Has that got any link up with international patrons as well?
Yeah, well, there's been a recent article penned that Songkhla is like one of the most popular prime ministers in the region at the moment. We've had Japan visit this week. We've had the US. We've had so many people coming into Honiara. I think the Japanese have just announced the opening of the departure terminal, a brand new departure terminal. China's building stadiums, as you said. The US has just opened an embassy, so it's all going. And I think the US have also just announced the opening of an embassy in Vanuatu is on the table as well. So, yeah, a lot of interest in the Pacific geopolitically.
We're from the government and we're here to help. We're from lots of governments and we're here to help, yeah?
Yeah, support for choice at the moment in the Pacific.
Indeed. Thank you very, very much, Koroi Hawkins, who is RNZ Pacific's editor. Thank you for your time.